We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We'll get to him momentarily. By the way, you can shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes on this NBA draft night. But in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder revealed that he's got a great twerk game.
Yeah.
And he said, if I were to, it all stemmed from, I saw some money on the floor. He's got a big pile of money. Told me he's got a twerk game. If I wanted to pay, I could see it. And my contention is that I'm not going to see a great twerk game because I don't think he's really got a twerk game, because that would mean you'd have to be practicing in front of the mirror and then believe you're fire as you make your moves. And
I know how to train. I've trained for years.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Yeah, I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it. So Omar Kelly had tweeted this conversation between Hockman and Crowder about a $50 bill on the floor in the studio and Crowder's twerk game. USA just scored early on in the game. 1-0. Team USA, thank you for...
Boom, baby.
I wasn't even watching, and we've got money on Team USA. What is that? The third minute. Team USA leading Sweden 1-0. There you go, baby.
I love it.
Never has that song made me that excited. Anyway, Omar Kelly tweets, this conversation between Hockman and Crowder about a $50 bill on the floor in the studio and Crowder's twerk game and whether Hockman can pay enough to see it is magnificent. And I tweeted him back, you know he doesn't have a twerk game. You'd see his seventh torn ACL if he tried.
It's all about fast twitch muscles.
Well, Omar tweeted me back, and he said, every black man has a twerk game.
Mm.
And I said, I'm going to have to defer to Cornbread Maxwell. So you need to write that down for the blacklist.
It's all about quick hips.
I don't think every black man has a twerk game. Do you agree with Omar on that?
Majority.
Not majority.
I say majority. Some goofy dudes and some of them not. If you knock kneed, it's going to be tough to twerk. But, yeah, majority, yes.
Write it down, Solana, for Cornbread Maxwell. We'll bring him on for the blacklist maybe tomorrow and find out. And, obviously, this is what I wanted to talk to Joe Zagacki about.
Joe has a twerk game.
Joe, do you have a twerk game?
I am not walking down that plank. No way, no how.
Well, I don't think you have to walk down the plank, I'm assuming you believe is the stage and the strip club, like not an actual plank on a ship. But I don't think you could do it in the bedroom for Mrs. Zagacki.
Ooh.
That would be a first, I guess. I don't know.
Leave Joe alone. Joe ain't worried about no twerking.
Not an area that I often delve into.
Who on the Miami Hurricanes broadcast team do you think has the best twerk game?
My partner's on a billboard half naked.
Oh, that's true. Dom Bailey Jr., yeah.
You start there.
Yeah, he's got to have a good twerk game.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's talk some NBA draft with Joe Zagacki before things go more off the rails. First of all, Dewan Hernandez, who played for UM as Dewan Huell, for those people that didn't follow last season. It was kind of a lost season, but Dewan Huell didn't play last season. He was suspended. And so he has worked out, though, for several NBA teams. I see that there's some projections that he goes maybe in the second round. Do you think Dewan Hernandez gets drafted tonight, and do you think he can be an NBA player?
I think it's going to require a lot of work on his part. I think probably he ends up with one of those two-way contracts. I'm not sure that he gets drafted tonight unless it's at the end of the second round because they don't have any information on him for this past season. You can have all the workouts you want, but there was no evidence of his improvement this year because he didn't play. He showed significant improvement between his freshman year and his sophomore year, He showed a variety of post moves. He improved his game facing the basket. I thought he became a more physical player in his second year. But this year, when he was going to take the big jump, nobody was able to see it. And I know he worked out in the camps. I think he did pretty well there. But I think he's probably going to end up in a decent situation, but I'm not 100% sure that he'll get drafted. I think he'll be a free agent with a two-way contract someplace and then have to work his way into the league.
One of the things, obviously, you watch a lot of ACC basketball. Any doubt in your mind that Zion Williamson is going to be an NBA superstar? We're talking like an elite player.
You know, I think he's going to be a great player. I think I do wonder about where does he fit in the NBA. And I know that when Miami got ready to play Duke, he was injured. It was after he blew the shoe out. But nonetheless, we weren't sure if he was going to play or not. So we went through the whole exercise of the scouting report on Zion. And I think one of the things that jumps out about him is he doesn't score much from outside of 5 feet from the basket. Now, maybe he doesn't have to, but 76% of his shot attempts going into the Miami game were within 5 feet of the basket. He was a 37% three-point shooter in the ACC. He has the athleticism. He's explosive. He's a dynamic player, but I still think he's going to have to work on his game, his perimeter game, and be more than just a guy that can spin on the baseline.
And, Joe, you've covered ACC basketball for a long time and a bunch of great players. Is Zion the most – like, does he jump out to you, you know, his athleticism, his game, just anything as the best ever, or do you have another player that you were more impressed in with in the past?
You know, I thought, and Coach L and I talked about this a couple of years ago, when Miami played Duke, and they had Brandon Ingram. I'm trying to remember if they had Ingram and Tatum on the same team. But I think that Coach L and I were talking about Ingram. At the time, we thought he was the best one-and-done player that that Mike Krzyzewski had. And so it looks like he's going to be, you know, shipped to the Pelicans. But I thought he was going to be a surefire NBA star because of his length, his size. He could shoot the three. He could rebound. He's a really difficult matchup. So I thought up until Zion, it was Ingram.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes, is with us. We'll stay with Duke there for a second then. R.J. Barrett, so he's probably going to end up going to the New York Knicks, and I don't know what the Knicks are going to end up with, if they end up with KD or, I guess, the long shot of Kyrie now still. But let's say it's just R.J. Barrett. Can he change a franchise on his own, or he's just going to be a piece?
I think he's just a piece. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's going to change the Knicks and turn them into – you know, what LeBron did with the Heat or the Lakers or what he did with Cleveland. I think he's a very good piece. I think he's probably a 10-year player. I think there was a lot of consensus in the ACC that Reddish was the better player, but Barrett is the guy that likes playing more. Reddish, you know, the knock on him was he's the most athletic player, but you got to push him to play. He's got to be motivated. Barrett loves to play. He's only 200 pounds. And by the way, Barrett and Reddish, when Miami played them, they just put on a slam dunk show. Barrett is a high-volume shooter. I thought this was an interesting note with him. On that Duke squad that had Barrett, Zion, and Cam Reddish, Barrett is such a high-volume shooter. He took 180 more shot attempts than anybody else on the Duke roster. So he wants the ball, and he wants to shoot the ball a lot. He's a great kid. Loves to play, averaged 7 three-pointers per game in ACC play. But for him to be a high scorer, he's going to take a lot of shots.
We talked Zion, and then I skipped to what's going to be the number three pick, I'm guessing, R.J. Barrett. Let me just go back to the number two pick now. Ja Morant, any doubt on him?
No, I thought the only thing I have about him is, you know, a little bit of his size. But, God, you watched him in the NCAA tournament, and he made every play, and it was effortless. And I think don't underestimate what guys do in the NCAA tournament. I think that's a pretty good barometer of how guys play. That's a big stage with a lot of pressure. You know, in his case, a mid-major team going up against teams that have more talent and more depth, and he kept them in every game. He carried them in every game. I thought he was a great player, so I have no doubt because he can score, he can handle. The way the game is being played today, with the quick passing and shooting the three, he fits right into the NBA game.
Now, I saw a mock draft in Sports Illustrated. They had the Heat taking P.J. Washington from Kentucky, the forward. There's been some, you know, talk bandied about Bol Bol from Oregon.
Oh, don't do that.
Is there a guy that you're looking at that you think is going to be available at 13 for the Heat where you say, yeah, they should take him?
You know, I'm going to stay in the ACC, and I wouldn't be shocked if Nasir Little falls to the Heat. Now, he was like the sixth guy for Carolina, and he was the guy that was involved in the whole University of Miami Adidas thing. He was the guy that Miami was recruiting and thought they had. So maybe he ends up in Miami a different way in the NBA. But he has an NBA body. He's 6'6", 220 pounds. That dude is a man. And when he came off the bench, you went, whoa. You know, you sometimes can look at games and say, wow. And he jumped out. He's got the NBA body. He's athletic. He was a capable three-point shooter. The thing about him was at 6'6", he was a hell of a rebounder. Like all Carolina players, he preferred to attack in transition first, but he was a really good all-around player. And NBA guys like young players. He's a one-and-done young guy, 6'6", 220 pounds. So if he's there, they would have to have a very serious look. And then a dark horse, and I don't he'll probably be there, and I stay in the ACC, but this kid, Nafondu Cabangeli from Florida State, he too came off the bench. I think primarily because Leonard thought he would get into foul trouble. But he was instant offense, instant energy, loves to play, great range, very long wingspan, 6'10", 256 pounds. I don't know how he fits into the Heat roster, but he's going to make somebody, he's going to be a very good player for somebody. Very able and willing learner. And, you know, you talk to Leonard and Stan Jones about him, and they could not have higher praise. I think he's a guy that can carry a team, and he's got a variety of moves, really tough to defend, and doesn't mind playing defense either.
What about the aforementioned Bol Bol out of Oregon? Crowder cringes every time he hears his name. You think he can be an NBA talent?
I don't know. I get concerned with those guys that are kind of just learning on the job with that, you know, they have that size. Now, they say he's got all the intangibles, and but I don't know. I didn't see a lot of him at Oregon. I just didn't see him being as a dominating player or as a polished player as some of the other guys that are mentioned around him. And I don't know. I think the last thing that he needs is another guy that's going to be soft around the boards.
And Joe, I was going to ask you that, like, when you're watching a center in college, like a Jackson Hayes out of Texas, Bol Bol, Oregon, and then Goga Bitadze, the guy out of Georgia, the big, you know, big tall dude from overseas, like, do you watch them and know that their game can't translate to the league? Because that's my thing against Bol Bol. I know he has a little outside shot, but I don't know if seven-footers are really where this league is going.
I think when you, in college, you know, one of the first things that happens, a lot of times if you have got a dominating center, you're going to find out they're a good passer because teams double them right away. You know, feed the ball into the post to a big guy like that. That's going to be their advantage at the college level. And then you might not have the size to match up, so you got to bring somebody over to help to get the ball out of his hands. So you find out if a guy is a willing passer, or if he gets frustrated, or you try to make him get away from their favorite moves. I know Coach L is always looking for a weakness in one of the better, you know, if they got a guy that's really good, they're trying to figure out, well, how can we make him play left-handed? And so I think it's one of the first things you look at when you see guys that size. And maybe is their game, where is their game? Some guys that are, 7 feet tall, they just look a little awkward.
How will Joe Zagacki be watching the NBA draft tonight? Is this a big big night in the Zagacki household?
Yeah, I wouldn't rank that up there in the top 10. I think I'll probably be channel surfing. I'll watch it a little bit. I might be more interested in this women's soccer game.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm going to watch it because the drama. I like all the trades, as Crowder was saying when we started our show today at 2 o'clock, like the trades and the jockeying back and forth and stuff. It is fun, right? I mean, it's fun.
Well, yeah,
I guess
if there are trades.
Right.
But I don't think this is a particularly great draft. I mean, I will say,
Zion's a game changer, though, but you know he's going to go number one.
The,
so
the ACC's got like 10 guys. Just show the strength of this league. I mean, you know, if I bring it back to us, they have like 10 guys that could go in the first round or easily in the first round in the upper part of the second round. And I think the Big Ten has one or two. You know, we even mentioned Nikhil Alexander Walker from Virginia Tech or Kobe White from North Carolina. Those guys are going to be first-round picks. DeAndre Hunter from Virginia, he's a hell of a two-way player. He's going to be probably the fifth player, fourth player picked in the draft. And he played great during the tournament and in the Final Four. So, yeah, I'll watch some of the drama to see if there are trades. But I'm probably along the lines of, especially for the Heat, what can they do to make them better now?
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. I'm anxiously awaiting August 24th, as I'm guessing you are too.
Yeah, I'm counting down. I'm trying to decompress a little before that.
Yeah. Crowder's getting ready to talk his smack. And
I just do I have any, a good time.
Do I have any reason to talk smack back or nothing doing yet?
Yeah, you know, somebody asked me the other day, because they were very, very confident about playing Florida, and I just said, I don't want to, like, you know, take any of the enthusiasm away, but I mentioned, could we wait until we figure out who the quarterback is? Because right now the quarterback is maybe. His name is Mr. Maybe.
That's fair.
A hell of a point, Joe.
That's
and
fair.
Mr. Maybe is not where you want to be.
All right. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Go work on your twerk game.
I'll do that.
All right. There you all go. Right. Joe Zagacki.
Lower back, Joe.
Lower back. Get some lumbar support. I don't even know what that means.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.